Well, we're continuing to hear Jesus talking to his apostles. If you read Matthew's gospel, this gospel happens right after last week's gospel where we heard about the ten virgins. And again, in that parable, Jesus was likening the story of the ten virgins to the kingdom of heaven. So he's kind of liking it like that, like the parable he gives. Of course, we're mindful about the ten virgins, how five of them were basically faithful. They served the Lord. They let their light shine, and they were able to go into basically the groom's home eventually. Whereas the other five didn't make it. They were left outside. They didn't make it. So we hear today, if you read Matthew's, it says it's almost like Jesus is tying this parable with the ten virgins parable. And there is a relationship in it, in the sense that he's likening the ten virgins, that parable, to the kingdom of heaven. It seems like the kingdom of heaven also is referring to this parable as well. Again, in the parable we hear about today, it's the master, Jesus, God, giving talents to his servants. Five to one servant, two to another, and one to a third. And again, what a talent was is it was a large sum of money. So again, it's you can view obviously the talents as money, but it's actually kind of referring to, in a spiritual sense, the gifts that God has given to us, each one of us. And it's one of the things, if you read it carefully, and I kind of accented that when I was reading through it, is that the master gives each servant the amount, the proportion which that servant can use, can flourish with, that the servant will be able to do well with. So the master has, if you want to look at it this way, has proper expectations of those servant when he gives those talents. And the master kind of understands the capacities and the capabilities of each of those servants. That's important. You know, God gives us, in our lives, he gives us talents and gifts. And each one of us is not given the same. There's varying degrees of talents. So one of the things is don't try to... We certainly can look at other people and see how God has blessed them. But don't start being jealous and envious of the other. Because God has given us, each one of us, in proportion to how we're called to use them, what we need to serve him, to serve our God, to be his servant. So that's important, that each one of us is giving what we need, talents, certainly to be saved with God's grace, of course. So if you continue on in the parable, the two that got five and the two talents, they basically doubled the what they made. They were very fruitful, very good at what they did. But the third one buried the talent. And it's interesting that that servant, what does he say to the master? That the servant was afraid of the master. He was afraid of the master. Now, think about that. That gets into the element of fear in our lives. Fear. The servant knew that the master was demanding. You think about that. You could take it, if you realize that, then he really should have been, and this is the master points this out, he really should have really tried and did his best with that talent. But he didn't. That servant buried it. And you think about this, fear. Fear can paralyze us. It can paralyze us in our lives. And our God is a demanding God. He has expectations of us. He wants us to be challenged and really wants us to do those things we're called to do, to serve him, to glorify him, to be a light to the world. And so he's really demanding. But again, he gives us the capacity to do it. He gives us what we need to do, what he calls us to do. So that's one of the things is we shouldn't be afraid of, is that if God gives us something to do, we're going to get the things necessary to accomplish that in our lives. So that's one of the things. Maybe that servant is just like, he didn't go out and start, you know, working with that money. It's like, maybe he didn't have confidence in himself. It's just like, if I go out and do this, I'm going to lose money. And my master comes back and he's going to say, you lost money. What did you do? So that could be a fear. It's just like, and he buried it. So that's one of the things is, you know, God is not going to, when we come before God, he's not going to say, well, you didn't try. If we tried, Lord, I tried to do my best. I just thought I'd be more fruitful. I thought I would get more money. I thought I would be more productive. Of course, we don't necessarily see that. We don't see how, if we're being faithful and we're following the Lord and doing the things that God calls us, we don't necessarily see the fruits. So this is the thing, is to really, for us not to be afraid to try, to use the talents and gifts that God has given to us. You know, again, it's mostly on the spiritual realm, the spiritual thing. You know, sometimes, you know, we might be afraid to say something to somebody or afraid to do something or whatever it might be, to look at that. Why am I afraid? Why am I afraid? To look at that fear, really ask God to help us, you know. If we're loving God, we shouldn't have that kind of fear. Another element is that the servant, it seemed like the servant was maybe kind of doing it safe. You know, if I just bury the treasure, bury my talent, then I'm not risking anything, you know. And I can give it right back to my master. Now, God wants us to stick our necks out for him. He wants us to, you know, whatever it might be, to be criticized or persecuted or whatever for him. And again, God works in ways that we don't understand. So really to, again, that fear, if we have fear in our lives, to look at that and like, why am I afraid? Do I look at God and how he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or am I looking at other people and how they perceive me? So really to look at God and say, Lord, I want to serve you as best I can in what you've given to me. Help me, Lord, to do that. Another element in this, and that is the master, master was really strong. He said, you wicked and lazy servant. Lazy. Slothfulness. We can have that. We can have laziness in our faith, in practicing our faith, right? It's like, you know, to say we got to pray. Okay, I'm not necessarily praying as much as I should, or, you know, I'm not talking as much with the Lord. I need to work on that. Sometimes it just can be we're lazy, right? Or like, you know, going to Mass every week. It's just like, sometimes it just can be hard. It's just like, we gotta force ourselves to get out of bed or whatever it might be. I gotta get there. Or, you know, one of the things is people, you know, we don't know our faith as well. And so how are we trying to grow in our faith, learn more about our faith, you know? So, well, some people might say, well, you know, I don't really know and I don't really care if I don't know. That's kind of an excuse. You know, willful ignorance. Do you think God, or demanding God's going to have that as an acceptable answer when we get before him? It's like, well, I really didn't want to practice, you know, learn about my faith because, well, it was hard. You know, God's going to say, hey, there's all kinds of opportunities for you. You know, certainly at Mass, you can listen to the homily and glean some things from that. You know, like, I try to write in the bulletin various things, you know. And, you know, so that's something, it's like, I'm going to take the bulletin home and read it every week, read the whole thing. You know, maybe there's other spiritual publications or books that I have to really look at. You know, it's like, I want to grow in my faith and understand it so that I'm not fearful when someone asks me about my faith. I can really defend it, really stand up for the Lord. I can serve the Lord. These kind of things, they take work. You know, it takes effort. So we don't want to be lazy, you know. And the last thing, if you read this gospel, that happens is the servant the servant who didn't do what they were, you know, with the talents, is cast out into the darkness where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. This is kind of used in other places in Scripture. And you remember the story of the 10 virgins, the 5 that came after the doors were closed, they were left out in the darkness. It's indicating in a certain sense that this is representing hell, that everybody's not going to be saved. One of the things is, you know, darkness is kind of related to not being with light. God is often refers as to light. You know, we say that actually in the Creed, light from light. And we talked about this with the lamps and the virgins. So out in the darkness can represent hell. And then the wailing and grinding of teeth. There is with hell associated suffering. You think about wailing, someone in pain and suffering. And then grinding of teeth. It's almost like there's regret. Like, I had the opportunity to serve the Lord. I had the opportunity to use the talents and gifts that God had given me. And I failed. I failed. The regret. So there's this reality. And so Jesus, again, he's really trying to, and Jesus and our God, he's demanding, really try to encourage them. He's encouraging us. I give you all that you need, the talents, to serve me. So have confidence in me. You use those talents and the gifts to the best of your ability. I'm going to help you in the process. And not to be afraid. And really to ask the Lord to help us. You know, Lord, help me, especially if we're struggling at times. You know, we're feeling down or whatever. To ask the Lord for help, and he will. So we just ask for this grace. Lord, help me really to serve you in all that I do. To really be a good servant.